Thank you for calling customer support, Bernie Depp speaking. How may I help you?
I need to check on something. There's been a charge that's come up they've been trying to keep, somebody at this number has been trying to take out of my credit card. And
no,
it's for a recurring charge.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know what that's for.
Okay. What's your zip code?
83856.
What's your name, ma'am?
Myrna Aki.
83856 is the zip code?
Yes.
83. All right, so it's not coming up under that. Let me do your, hold on. Not saying that. What's the last four digits of the card that's used?
What's the last four digits of the card, Chuck? You're not finding the
no. What's
okay.
What's your first name?
Myrna.
M-E.
M-Y. R-N-A.
And last name, M-Y-R-M-A.
N is in Nancy. A. M is in Mary. Y-R-N as in Nancy. A.
Okay. You got to wait till the computer. I have to wait till the computer sets with you. I have
M-Y-R-N as in Nancy.
Uh-huh.
A.
Okay. And last name?
A-C as in cat. H as in hat, E Y.
Did you just place this order just tonight?
No. Apparently, there have been charges coming or trying to be
previous months.
Well, have been coming out since what was it, Chuck? November of last year. Okay, the first thing for it was a charge for $14.95, and it was for January 18th of 22.
I'm just needing to locate an account for you, ma'am, and I'm not finding under name. If you just did it, it's a 20-minute delay before we can see it anyways, but you say you...
No, this, I don't know when it was, but there was a payment
right.
taken out
right.
of our account in January. So that's been 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one taken out in February.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can't see any of that, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said the last one would take a while because it was new.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to pull up what you see, and I should
mm-hmm.
be able to pull up what you see, and I'm not finding it based on the zip code, based on the last four of the numbers. first, what's your email address?
Lynn Aki.
LYNN,
and then the last name is, you've got it there.
No, it goes away, ma'am. That's why I have to keep asking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. A-C-H-E-Y. A.
Lynarchy. L-Y-N-N-A-C.
H-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
Nope.
So I wonder why a payment was taken out in March. Or not, I guess it wasn't March, it was April.
Had you called before to have it canceled or something?
It's very possible that I did. I mean, anything that has a recurring thing, I either check no or I stop it. I don't want any recurring things. But I don't remember this at all. Coming up. I guess I know you've got to wait for that to come up. I understand that. But this place or whatever tried to take how much, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm not doubting that. It's just that I can't follow along with you if I don't have
right.
an account to see what I need to do about the account. Unless it's sent
right.
to, unless it, it's 20 minutes ago, but you said it had been billed, so that's not one of the ones where it was just 20 minutes ago.
Right. Well, it had been automatically taken out of the, I don't understand how it was taken out of our checking account.
You're right. We take calls all night long, all overnight, so it's not
right.
like it's a strange
mm-hmm.
request. And I know what I'm looking for if I need to see it, but I don't know. I can't get your account to pull up. It should pull up with all your transactions and stuff on it. And that's based on, we ask for everything besides, with the exception of the social. So everything else is generic to you. It's for you, your hats, your,
right.
Let's see here. I'm just not, I'm going to have, I don't know, ma'am. I don't scrap everything I need to say about this. And and sometimes you may not even have the right place. But what's
well,
the first?
This is a phone number.
Yes, ma'am,
this
I understand.
This is a phone number that was on the transaction through the credit card company.
Mm-hmm. What's the first 6 digit of your card?
What are the first 6 digits of the card, Chuck?
What?
First 6 digits of the credit card, right?
Yes.
Okay. He's got it over there, so he has to. Might as well put his glasses on, so it'll be just a second.
Five one five six.
78 78 Nope. No, ma'am. And I'm only able to help if I actually see a transaction.
Uh-huh.
And,
well,
I
do have a number that comes with this that I thought was a phone number, but obviously it was not. You can hang on for just a second. It comes on the payment. When it was made, it comes up and shows that, it as being a reference number or something,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was the phone number, but I tried to call it, and it wasn't the reference
mm-hmm.
number. But I can give you that. It's, are you ready?
The reference number? What is
it,
ma'am?
It says 927-974-9000. 4980.
Okay, let's see here. Oh my goodness. No, ma'am. Nothing's
Okay, so you have nothing showing that it should be taken out or anything at all like this, because I'm going to call back the credit card company and see why, you know.
And that's fine. I could assist you here as far as having
right.
to go to the bank if I can actually pull up the I don't just credit sweatshirts and stuff. We have to actually, you know, you have to actually have something here for me to do. And I don't have an account, so I can't do anything.
Yeah, I understand that. And that's why I was saying, if, you know, for some reason the credit card company is being billed this amount, and this was the phone number.
So what you need to do
with it.
What I suggest you do, have the bank call back to try to locate this account for you, ma'am. Because before they do anything, pay, they're going to call and see if it's a valid charge. So you can have them to call back, because there's nothing more I can do tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.